into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Buzz and Tar!
Y'all are bugging.
What are y'all talking about?
Hey.
I feel like I'm riding a pony.
I know what you're really riding.
Why do we do that?
Y'all are nasty. Y'all are so nasty.
Why? Where the back girl go?
What up, After Buzz? Your boy DJ Jesse Jenity here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. Shout out to Nicki Minaj, The Pink Print, available in stores now. Go purchase it. Support Nicki.
iTunes.
Oh, who else are we going to support? We're going to support D'Angelo too, because his album came out
Black
last
Messiah,
year.
Yeah! Everything.
And why we had to go support K. Michelle's new album, because that's dope.
It's $4.99.
Shut up.
It's $4.99. Google Play.
It's $4.99 on Google. You can't raise no man, though.
Mm-hmm.
Can't raise a man.
$4.99. I might need to get that right now.
Shut up.
Shake it,
all right,
wait,
let's
talk
like
about
Michelle?
It. You like K. Michelle?
Who does not like K. Michelle?
Really?
I live, okay. I live from Kimberly. Hey, Kim.
We need to simmer down over there.
I love her show.
Really?
That show is everything.
They came on after, what you call
it's
it?
It's cute.
You're still going. It's cute.
Okay, well, we're still going because this episode was damn boring, y'all.
Yeah.
It was.
It
wasn't
but
the
there's a lot of shade.
There was a lot
best.
Of shade, but a lot of shade.
Old lady shade.
There was old mm-hmm. lady shade. There was so much shade that some people couldn't even be on camera because there was so much shade.
Ooh. Yeah. Woo. Come on, palm trees.
Leveled. Leveled. Let's talk about the most irrelevant storyline here.
Oh, by the way, it's
$5.99, not $4.99. Mm. Phaedra. Miss Phaedra Parks, Derek J.
Oh, God.
Showed up in her best...
Attire,
I guess. I was going to say Sunday's best.
A Manolo blonde.
Girl.
Wake me up later.
When did they start making Manolos to fit people with that size feet?
To fit snossages?
I mean, he just has wide feet. They don't look that long.
But Manolos, I mean, if you know Manolos, they're very narrow.
I can't wear Manolos.
At dainty
like,
feet.
And like Jimmy Choo's, they're like for Asian people.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm just saying, with, like, no, I'm just saying with like tiny feet.
Well, but that's why his were squeezing out the side. Didn't y'all see
shy? I said they like look. His feet look like stuffed snossages.
I thought it was like
pigs
a Pepperidge Farm sausage. Like
it looked like piggies in
it
a
was
blanket.
Like a canned ham.
Like a Vienna
honey
sausage?
Honey, yes. I said, look at that old fat ham.
Yeah. Ugh.
And that's my, but this is my thing.
It
like
they can't be real. Manolo.
But my thing is this: I'm not against anybody dressing however they want to dress. But I mean, at least you know if it looks good. If a woman was wearing that with her feet looking
he
like
thought
that,
he was fierce.
Because I get tired of the V-necks with his
with the boobs.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, I can, maybe
I
that's just makes
just
him feel
tired.
Like he has boobs.
I'm just.
I have a problem with.
Tired.
I have a problem with Phaedra saying he's a celebrity.
Well, girl, I mean,
well, he is. He's on Fashion Queens.
Right, he's not. Yeah,
he's
on Broadway. He's on TV.
And Mama Joyce's hair.
We'll give him that.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity.
He's a celebrity hairstylist.
Oh.
He is a recognizable face that people will try to do things to extort money from.
In the black community.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, because they said...
It's true.
You're right.
Well, I don't know about it anymore because he getting some bad publicity talking about he the hair burger.
Hair burger.
And did he win that case?
I don't remember. I didn't hear anything else about it.
Me neither.
I think it's kind of a fake case.
I don't even
to try
think it went to
build
court.
Against
yeah,
him.
A hair burger.
It was like put in the press for
really.
Like Phaedra's turned into Carmen Sandiego. Like.
Thank you.
I was like, where is Carmen with her dress?
What's
her
dress?
And that paparazzi.
But that, she was everything in that dress. Though.
She did.
Like she matching your headband.
Yeah, we love an animal print.
You called her Carmen Sandiego.
Phaedra said, "Well, you know, I'm never gonna let my jobs get caught up in Apollo's mess."
Mm.
True that. I'm not mad at her for that.
Right.
Divorce.
So he's being sued because he apparently allegedly instructed his staff to steal a woman's weave.
Mm.
Girl,
that's foul.
Girl.
Lies.
So Phaedra shows up at the hair salon. where, not even asked upon it, Derek shades Cynthia's wigs.
He did.
He said, oh, no, honey, those are store-bought.
Yes. But
beauty supply.
But what?
We ain't gonna talk about that wig you made for the New Year's Eve celebration for Watch What Happens Live like 4 years ago, boo. So your wigs ain't that fly.
Ooh. For who? Ooh. For Cynthia?
I'm just saying. They had a wig ball that dropped, and it was not.
Oh.
It fell flat.
It was not.
Mm-hmm. But what about that wig he was working on? Mm-hmm. The natural wig.
I was looking at that like, what? Who, what, when, where, why?
I was like, what tree did that come off of?
I was like,
everybody's not a wig maker.
It looked like barnacles.
Oh, I thought.
Under the sea, barnacles.
It looked like the sponges from the dollar store.
Barnacles off of a killer whale. That's what it looked like.
I said, Free Willy.
I said, like, this episode was so boring that they literally had a scene in which they were showing iPhone features. Like, when Phaedra was trying to figure out how to turn the camera back and forth.
Yeah.
You're right. I didn't even notice that.
I was like, wait, we're still
like, trying to...
You know what I mean? Like, at least like, show it quickly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then we still on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like...
Dot, dot, dot. It just was so unnecessary.
So unnecessary.
What would have been great is if we saw her in court. I object!
No. Or some kind of follow-up.
He did not steal the waves!
They ain't letting no cameras in court.
And she ain't going to court.
Well, so, we lost. I'm convinced.
Nene.
Well, with Phaedra.
Ooh.
We saw what happened to Sheree.
Right. And hopefully we won't see down the line where she's like in it with Derek over like payment because she's like, I don't do nothing for free.
Oh, we will. Mm. That's going to be great.
Well, he can always just get hand over his shoes. They might be a little stretched out.
We'll trade the Manolos. Phaedra looks like she might have wider feet.
All right.
I can see that they can wear like the same size.
No, not than Derek James.
She's been surfing on that
Derek James looked like he had hooves.
But they look short. But they look short.
Yeah, Shrek feet. Shrek feet.
But she was looking like Princess Fiona.
Y'all are stupid.
A line banging back her some heels.
I'm done.
Waiting for that pinky toe to pop out.
Okay.
Like a Swiss blade. All right. That was
You're
so wrong.
Stupid.
So, Nene, let's go back to last week, and it started with this week. Nene feels Cynthia made her look bad in front of people who don't care about her. So, Nene walked off.
Honey, I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm. I'm appalled that she would blindside me.
Mm-hmm.
Blindside me.
And she came back with tears.
Yep. I said, enters, cue tears. Mm-hmm. Cynthia felt she didn't know what to do. Everyone was telling her.
Peter's not here for me to say what to do.
It's a coach in the sack.
She's a robot reader.
So Cynthia says, you know, everyone was telling me that you had called my husband a bitch and I felt like I needed to say something about it. Nene feels... All these months had passed. I thought we got over everything. And then all of a sudden, you're talking about I have no respect. So Nene feels Cynthia never came to her with the problems, and they're just coming out of nowhere. And they decide to move on and hug it out. Right. What y'all thinking?
God.
Did they get a
bonus for that?
I'm asleep, though.
Girl, I just...
I'm bored.
I can't.
I don't understand. Cynthia's, like, the worst arguer. And then, like, it's weird to go from seeing her trying to get all buck with, like, Portia. And then the next... Now, this episode, she's, like, really back down. And the only thing that she can say is, well... Like, because Nene apologized, they made up. So now, all of a sudden, she wants to listen to everyone else's opinion, and then all of a sudden, she wants to get mad at Nene again. And that's what she even said. Like, everyone was telling me, like, how could you be friends with Nene when she's calling your husband this? It's like, get over it.
What she meant was... Peter said I shouldn't be friends with her anymore.
But Peter is so, like, stupid and immature. Are we getting to Peter later, or can we go into it now?
Just open that can, girl. You were just ready. You were just whipping around, honey. We don't even got to get back to the house from the grocery store. You're just opening up the groceries in the car, girls. Go ahead. What you got to say?
Right. Let me open this up. So let me let you know. Peter, I just feel like, why is he so adamant on the fact of Cynthia not wanting to be like cool with Nene? Like, he sees her finally like happy and relieved, and then now all of a sudden he's like, why are you wanting to be friends with her? she called me this thing. Like, have you never been called a name before?
I'm gonna release my pit bull in a second over here.
Oh, she sips. As she sips. Go ahead. Clears her throat.
Oh, I'm not supposed to have an overbearing opinion.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's about Cynthia.
But this is what I'm saying.
I'm not supposed to have an overbearing opinion. Because I don't want to be an animal.
That's Wanda.
No, actually, I'm just over it. I'm over all of it. It's obvious what happened. Cynthia was sensitive because when it re-aired, she had to experience it all over again. She had forgiven her because in the moment it was like, okay, I'm not going to make a big deal about this. Yeah. But then it airs again. You have to live through it again. And it sucks. And it sucks on a different level because everybody else chiming in. So I don't think she was insane or crazy or did something weird. She had to feel it again. And her feelings were hurt. Nene ain't trying to acknowledge that because they had already made up, even though we all know Nene never really apologized in the beginning. So she was just like, oh, but I thought we was good. And Cynthia was like, no, actually, this shit hurt my feelings. And then it just continued. Nene's obviously disrespectful towards her freaking husband. Whatever you think about Peter and that whole thing about the sex thing was like, boo. Damn, you maybe need to talk to Cynthia about that. But whatever you think about all of that, like, my best friend, I don't care how I feel about her man at any point in time.
You're never
I don't
gonna say that.
Do that in her face. And if I ever did for some crazy ass, maybe I was drunk and did something insane, you get up and you say, that was wrong. Mm-hmm. And not only did she not like fully apologize for it, but she turned right around in this episode and said the same
and
shit again.
The same thing.
Shady as hell. Yep. So at no point is Nene trying to for real be honest and be apologetic or pretend she's injured in her mind and that's all it's ever going to be, which is why they ain't friends now.
Well, let's
but if you think
it's
about
about
it,
Nene. She's
but if you think about it, Peter
but that's
doesn't
what
like
said.
Yeah. But Peter doesn't like anybody that's friends with it could be anyone. Her sister.
Cool with Nene at first, but then Nene stepped out of pocket. She called him a name. She doesn't want to own up to the fact, okay, I shouldn't have called him a bitch. She really just that's all it comes down to is she needs to look at Peter in the face and just get over it.
And
say, look,
for real.
I called you a bitch. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hope, you know, because Nene says she's sorry, but then she turns around and whispers something
and
under her breath
the same
all the time.
Shade. Like, it's the
and
same
so it's
shit.
Like, yeah, it's just like, I can't even take you seriously.
Nobody
girl.
Cares.
Like, I just get stop. It. What Kenya did to you at the cherry thing was fucked up. It was shady as hell.
That
and,
was in 2013,
right,
though.
But whatever. We carrying baggage from earlier than
and
that.
And Cynthia didn't do that to you. She was the one standing there feeling awkward, like, boo, you made yourself look
girl,
bad.
She was looking awkward,
she was
too.
She was very, cause
it was hard to watch.
That's like watching your friend, like, basically make herself look like a piece of shit in front of everybody because mm-hmm. Nene looked like a piece of shit when she did that even though she was like not totally in the wrong because Kenya was shady but like you
but
have
still.
To meet shade with being above it because you the queen bee boo and you just look like a mess
and then that's when the rift began
and
but
so
yeah
Peter's upset with Cynthia that she's not holding Nene accountable. Greg thinks that they need to figure out what the exact issue
can somebody
is
tell me why Greg got that shirt on.
Oh, you didn't like it? His Tommy Bahama shirt.
I like Greg when he's sick. Quiet.
Right. Like
was that him sick?
Watching Nene trying to figure out her machine because the Keurig is real hard.
Peter's happy that Cynthia hard, and yo. Nene are not friends.
Yeah.
Nene is upset that Peter is tweeting negative tweets and that Cynthia needs to control her man. And I'm just looking like Nene.
But she couldn't.
None of those
all
tweets
came after that shady interview Nene did
on Watch What Happens Live because we all tuned in and it was for an hour, not 30 minutes, an hour. And Nene threw so much dust,
like
so many shady palm
like
trees,
like beyond palm trees.
So
she
much.
Like made an entire Amazon forest of shades. Like, basically told her she wasn't nothing.
It was a tsunami
now or ever to be. Like that.
But you know when you're in a fight
friend.
With somebody,
no, you messing with her money, her job. She already ain't got no money. That's
you know
your
when
best
you're
friend.
In a fight and someone else, they're like you guys are both pulling out. You always want to top.
There's
it.
No both
but
pulling
you're not
out.
You're gonna do that to your good friend. Like she's
but
not
if you
a
think about it,
street,
Nene,
that's your girl.
But if you think about it, Nene never really
friend.
Valued
I'm a
Cynthia.
Good
it was just for a benefit for
well,
what
no.
the
but that's
Nene,
not what she's saying.
Nene claims that she did value her. Here's the problem.
But watch what it was. We all know what it
no,
was.
We all
know.
Don't know what it was.
No,
we don't know
we
what
only
it was.
Get
I don't know what it was.
I do believe
I
Nene and Cynthia
friends.
Were yeah. But the problem is Cynthia, this is a lesson that people need to learn in their lives, and Cynthia clearly is learning very late in her life.
Tell us, Pastor Jesse.
You just are sitting there looking at Nene. Nini, we all know the type of person Nini is. We've seen it on previous seasons of how her and her best friends are. And she doesn't have close people to her. And so for Cynthia, I just need her to look at the situation like, girl, like, what was you up here doing Girl Scouts for when y'all was not making pinky promises? Like, you writing shit on paper.
I think she finally got it, though, because she did at least say in her blog that the one thing she always saw it happen with other people, and it never occurred to her that it would ever happen to her. And then when it happened to her, she finally got it. And I was like, yeah, if they going to talk about everybody else like that, eventually they going to talk about you like that. And that's what happened.
She was bamboozled because she did a little corny friend contract.
She thought we was cool.
She was like, we're friends we forever. Like Jesse Spanner.
I was about to say, did you really put
friends
all Saved by the Bell?
Friends forever. Until the friendship ends.
So, Cynthia, there are good people out there. However, they're not filming reality shows.
Shade.
No shade, but these people are there for
that
a paycheck.
All the shade.
I mean, it was a lot of shade.
But if you think about it, Cynthia wouldn't even be on it if it wasn't for Nini still. So,
I don't know about
you
that.
You better read, yes, ma'am, yes.
Wait, what'd you say?
She's right.
If Cynthia was never friends with Nini, she would have never been on the show.
Yeah, you're right.
She still wouldn't have been, like, Nini held her all this time. So
held her
the
damn.
The thing is, Cynthia's not a good person for this because she doesn't know how to. Like she doesn't know how to like understand how people are and friends are.
But
you learn that in college. You learn that in high school. You learn how shady people are. Cynthia's
no, that's
fishy.
True. But the problem is Cynthia is damn Pinocchio over here. She damn letting Peter be Geppetto.
Exactly.
Nini being the damn.
She just replaced Nini with Peter, and that's just what it is.
No, but that's what I'm saying. She just needs to get off the show. She doesn't have anybody.
I mean, I agree with that.
She doesn't have any. Everybody else is carrying Cynthia. Cynthia is just the face. There's Peter behind Cynthia, or there's Nini behind Cynthia. She sees when Nini acts up. When everyone can see Nini is, we know like that. Mean girl. Nini is the mean girl. They have friends for benefits around them. She should have saw that from the jump.
Yeah.
Then you know how to calculate it. Then you know
when
to bring it.
But she didn't, so she can't, and she won't. So she's sitting here now struggling
and
for a storyline.
And
maybe that was all a part of the plan. Oh.
And every storyline is, I'm so glad Nini's out of my life.
I'm having
my
more
sex. Life is better.
Like,
Nini's
you sound stupid. You sound
right, you know,
so
Peter's
stupid.
Like,
my wigs are better because Nini's not here.
I don't get the sex.
This is Brandon.
The Bailey
is
better.
Because
Nini's
the
not
sex
here.
Life's better. No.
I mean, I thought the fibroids were fucking
my catwalk is better because Nini's not here.
But I don't think the catwalk got better, by the way.
No.
Really my donkey booty is better because Nini's not
that
here.
That is better, and I don't know what's going
on. I feel like
there,
she got injected.
I don't. It's really hot. But the injections make it go like out and wide.
I was like, huh?
I was like, you doing some major squat? No, what are you doing?
You ain't doing no squats.
I don't see Cynthia really squatting.
Maybe she went to Tiny
Doctor. She has to be working out.
In Atlanta.
I don't really see Cynthia now.
Really?
No. Yeah,
is she
has
cut?
To be working
out.
No,
honey.
Peter's just
cut.
Probably breaking it in. That's
she
it.
She got cut.
Because you know, when you get a
from
hit right, that booty that booty sit right.
Well, they are saying they're having more, so maybe it is.
Because Nini's not
Well,
here.
Thanks to Nini, she needs to write Nini a check
right.
for that booty.
Or maybe
oh,
not, because
that's her apology. That's her apology. That's Nini's
she
apology.
She can't model with that booty.
Girl, she
but
can.
She's done modeling. Like, look who she's modeling for. Nobody's even heard of him. And he was throwing her so much shade.
Wait. Let me, because I don't know nothing about this fashion world. Is he anybody relevant?
I've never heard of him. Besides,
just a question.
No. Those dresses look like you could buy them in the alley.
She said in the alley.
And if you don't know what that is, come to LA and you'll find
girl,
out.
Girl, they have an alley in New York. It's called Chinatown.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. Well, we call it the alley.
What's it called? So let's talk about this. So she goes, is his name Kite or Kith?
You better stop.
I just died. You killed me. Stop. Because you read down Kite. Kite is his name.
Wasn't he throwing shade? Was he not, or was he?
He did.
I was like, ugh. He feels really comfortable because now he's like finally on again. And he thinks he has a line now, so he's like, I can throw shade.
No, I think he was being real because
he was
looking at his friend like, girl.
Booty.
Right, because if my friend homegirl was sitting up there talking about, oh, I'm going to be
walking
in your show, like, not like that, you're not. I don't give a fuck we filming. Like, bitch, get your walk together.
He was like, I know you a size 8, but you look like a size 20. It ain't going to happen.
But just the way she walking in them heels, I was looking like.
Her booty is so
insane. But he was making her seem like she was super old. Like, they walk faster now.
Well, she is.
Did you see how they walk?
That was like a 20-year-old. roles.
She's been doing commercial stuff since whatever. Oh, she hasn't been on a real runway in years. Like for
wait, but I really
talk about
never
a robot
read.
It was like a robot
on anything.
It was a robot walk.
Have you guys seen?
I'm like,
Cynthia
maybe she
should have
had a
no?
cute kitten heel on while she was walking down that runway because she could not walk in those
no,
4 inches, those 6 inches, whatever.
What's she gonna look like with a kitten heel?
Honey,
on
I'm just saying.
I have a kitten. Wait, I have a question. I have a question. Why was her ex-husband at the fashion show?
Because that's not her ex-husband. That is her lover.
That was her ex
baby daddy
lover.
Mm-hmm. But why is he there?
Because they're good cool. friends.
Where's her daughter?
At school. Where she need to be?
That is just weird.
Look at this.
Wait, because he was like, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
when
did.
She was going down
he
the.
Did.
I was like, this is awkward.
Said?
Yeah,
I ain't mad at that. Yeah, I ain't mad at that. Is what he said. He saw a nice looking.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like he was just looking like, I'm mad at it.
But he turned
not
to Peter
like he already had
yeah.
that when it was at its peak. I'm good.
Nah, I think
Peter
he still,
can have it.
I
now.
Think he still want to tap that.
I mean, I think he would because most of them
because he's a man.
But he's a man. But I mean, whatever. I like their relationship. I always love some Leon.
I mean, let's just talk about how amazing Cynthia looked.
He don't like us.
Man.
I know.
Well,
he likes
she looks
Cynthia.
Good.
I got the weave.
That's naked hair, everybody.
Right, shut up.
No,
is it really?
Naked
you
hair.
Are
this
so
is
stupid.
Portia's
is
hair.
Because really?
We started a petition last night.
Is that Portia's
we
hair?
We started a petition.
You're stupid.
Yes.
Come on, curls. Bounce.
Right.
Yes. Yes. All of it.
Stop. Stop. I hate you.
Naked hair. If y'all want hair, tweet at naked hair. That's Portia's hairline.
At Portia for real. And at Portia for real, if you are out there, girl, we have started a petition with at I Am Walker on Twitter. You need to pass some of the hair on
Walker.
To Nene.
I love you, I Am
pass
Walker.
Pass it on to your girl, Nene.
Wait a minute. Hold up. So in order to get hair from Portia, she only sells it on Twitter?
No, I'm just saying.
Shut up. I'm done. There's too much. From the pony walk.
I mean... I don't think it's
I can't. Wait, is it Portia's hair for real?
It is. It's called Naked Hair.
Right.
Naked, I follow it on
like,
Instagram.
At Portia for real. Can I get 2 bundles?
How much?
Give me 3
18,
bundles.
18
give me
to 20 inches.
I'm going to need 3 bundles.
Do I DM you my credit card number?
So you can
pay for your Bentley Simo? Oh.
Because she said it is not her man. She says she does not have a man, and she is paying for all her own
stuff. She says she has a new man, though, on Watch What Happens Live, who she has not met yet.
Wait.
Yes, honey.
Wait, she said I have a new man that I haven't met yet?
But she said there was never an African prince.
Oh, yes. To clear that up.
Wasn't
there
she
was
dating a football player or something?
Wait, are we talking about Kenya or Portia?
Portia. You know we are not talking about Kenya. Kenya ain't got no dates.
African prince.
Kenya wasn't even on this episode, really.
Kenya, she ate some potatoes. What was she eating?
Bitch, Portia wasn't even in this episode we talking about.
Well, that's because she got demoted. Her peach is gone. So we're probably not going to see her anymore.
Damn, they just cut her.
Like but if you want naked hair.
Gonna cut a bitch
but if you want naked, you're still selling it.
Right, girl, because this is everything, girl. All
right, let's talk about damn Romeo and Juliet over here. Candy and Todd.
Oh,
God. Ugh, if that is the best relationship, I don't even ever want to get married.
Look, this is
what marriage looks like. I don't ever want it.
I'm looking like, they look like they are dating in high school.
Yeah, it's like, you want to go get some Tim's now? You want a pizza slice?
No,
want
my
you
thing
to
is
like a New Yorker from
yeah.
the Bronx.
My thing is
like
look,
I'm a grown woman.
Todd.
I'm gonna look like a grown woman. Right. Get off of my back.
And how dare you put your Giuseppe sneakers in a Timberland box? Like I can't.
I'm just looking like Todd. Like if you wanted her to buy you the Tim's and hat, like just had, you didn't have to do the whole scheme of like
I need some new Tim's.
You need to get. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna get some too.
You should have bought her some instead of getting you some too with her card. Hello.
No, he had a gift. He had a gift store to Big Sport.
He had a gift card.
Gift card
you
to
said?
Big Sport.
Shut up! I'm done with you. That Riley bought him for Christmas last year. Go Riley.
Shade, honey, shade.
Oh, I'm so dead.
It must have been off that $100 chore.
Oh, wow. Shade is
every week.
So relevant.
All right.
Okay, so he takes her to go get pizza. She's just looking like, why are we even here?
Why does she look miserable all the time?
Who,
she doesn't
Candy?
Look excited or happy about anything. All. She's just like, I don't really want to. Okay, you want to go? I eat some pizza.
Riley has
That's
these.
The best pizza I had since
Guys,
I've been here.
Because
okay.
Candy is the type of person, she just likes to sit at home. She just wants to be at home, wants to be in a studio, yeah, wants to be too, eating, though. Wants to be watching TV.
I mean, I do too, but damn, you at least like, I'm in New York. Like,
and you're with your man excited. Who's your traveling, man. Who you don't get to see
who's
every day.
From New York. You get to see his
see where
school.
He grew up. Like yeah, the you, stomping grounds, exactly. The homies in the street.
She did show emotion when that random woman who was blurred out was like, oh, hey, Toy.
She's like, ooh, you round away.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
oh,
you didn't see that?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was like, BET is right down the
Candy
street.
Candy was like,
that's
you know everybody. I mean, you know everybody. I was like, oh, who's this vixen?
It was just uncomfortable. She just seemed mad the whole time.
You're a mess.
But if BET is down the street and he's spending all this time up there, it might be worth it, girl.
Mm-hmm. What about you? But you know who cares?
Nobody.
Keith. Nobody.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, no, but hold up to the shade of the shade of the palm tree. Shade. So Cynthia, Peter, Candy, and Todd went out to dinner. And Peter and Cynthia were like, well, so how long y'all been married for? She says, oh, you know, 4 months.
Come on. And
camera pans to No Ring Todd.
No ring. And he back at his hometown.
You know what? Beyonce sang that song, Ring Off.
That's a shame. How trifling of him to already be cheating.
I'm just like, you what?
Shame!
Bitch, you wearing a mother's love shirt, but you ain't wearing the damn ring.
You can't even wear your ring? Knowing his ring costs more than Candy's ring. Thank you, Riley, for the gift card again.
What is it? Pandora earrings? Right. What's the earring like?
Shut up. K Jewelers.
Girl, it wouldn't even be K Jewelers, bitch. It's Claire's.
Yeah. Shut up.
Piercing Pagoda. Where you got that ring from? Piercing Pagoda. And Bay, look.
Where's your chair going down?
Shut up.
Bae, I got the ring cleaner 25% off. They had a special. And
you
look,
know they had a punch card too,
I got these
you.
Cubic zirconia rings too.
Shut up!
Because you know every 50 you spend, you get 25% off.
Lord Jesus.
Honey,
help
I'm
us
telling
now,
you, this
Father
was
God.
Probably filmed last Christmas, so he was probably using that good, them good Christmas card.
Right,
though.
He was. You're right.
He was like, are we filming for Bravo? Oh, God. I'm going to look like I'm balling. Shit, that's why he had all the Office Max stuff and turned that closet into his.
You're gonna kill this woman.
Office.
You're gonna kill her.
All right.
Oh my God.
So, within them talking about the whole mom, whore, pimp comment, Peter brings up his marriage certificate because Peter just wants to start some damn. Trouble. And Cynthia looking like, motherfucker, like, this ain't our scene to look like the bad couple.
Yeah.
Right, but she has no filter. She does. He didn't course her before that. He was like, don't say that.
She didn't get her robot.
Right. Because she was like, you keep saying to me, why'd you marry me? He's like, wait, don't say that.
He was like, anime. Anime.
I did not tell you to say that.
Okay, now.
I cannot with y'all.
Oh, God, that was hilarious.
So then we get Todd Candy. And Mama.
Please,
the best
let's
part
get
of the
into
whole
that.
Episode.
I loved it.
Oh,
Mama
man.
Sharon, rest in peace, man. Terrible.
I know. I felt man. So bad because she was like, I'm going to get her. I was like,
we wanted,
can't get her.
We wanted the boxing match.
We were looking
we
forward,
were looking
to,
forward
it.
To it. But maybe we get a little bit. I mean, we still got the rest of the season. Maybe she did make her way back to Atlanta at least
I
one
think
time.
That's it.
Or she mailed her something like she said.
Yo,
she
I was like, what you going to
She
mail
was like,
her?
I'm going to get her anyway. I'm going to mail it
and
to
her.
Like,
that was right. My first thought. I was like, do they still do it?
I said, yes. I had to retweet. Because my first thought, she's like, I'm going to mail it. I was like, Anthrax, do they do that? Do they still
Oh, gosh.
No. She said, I'm going to sue Scooter bitch.
Right.
Oh, God.
But right. Let's get into that because...
Candy talks about...
This was really uncomfortable.
They say, why don't you move down to Atlanta?
I just felt like it was unfair.
She said...
Or Candy.
No. She said, Atlanta is too stuffy for me. She said, hell, your mama too stuffy for me.
She went right in.
She make me want to catch a case.
She said, catch a case like R. Kelly, baby.
So she's going back and forth. Todd's trying to go back and forth. Todd, at moments, had times where he was like... trying to boost Candy's, but the thing is, let's do this all at one at a time.
Yeah.
We're gonna go down the line. Go ahead,
I feel like Candy is too passive, and she keeps saying this is something that the moms need to handle, has nothing to do with Todd. And Todd feels like he can't be happy in this relationship with you.
Should not have gotten married.
Because of your mom is trifling.
Then Todd Tucker should not have married Candy Burris.
But he needed a mother's love.
Okay, honey.
Melissa, speak on. What you thinking?
If he had all this, you know, hatred or these issues with Mama Joyce, then he should have just been like, you know what? Let's just be bae.
Oh, wait, didn't we say that?
But the thing is, Candy kept feeling...
Because now she's not happy. He's clearly not happy. His mother, may she rest in peace, wasn't happy. She still can't get over it.
But Candy...
She wants to beat her up, and now they're attacking Candy.
But if you think about it...
It doesn't have anything to do with Candy. It has to do with Mama Joyce and Mama Joyce's mouth and her attitude.
Courtney.
But...
Said this last season. Mama Joy's crazy as hell. She ain't gonna stop being crazy as hell because she also old as hell. So I don't really know what y'all really think Candy can do other than stop running her mouth to her husband every 5 minutes, like saying what her mama says. But then if her mama say it on TV, he's gonna see it anyway, and she gonna be bogus for not telling him. So she told him. So in the end, Candy is screwed, and Todd needs to shut up and deal with it and move on with his life. Because if you don't want to marry shitty in-laws, you don't get married.
Because when you get married, you marry a family.
Point blank, period. Do I think Mama Joyce should apologize?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do I think that
Mama
Sharon was a hoe? Probably not.
Don't say that.
Probably not.
She ain't here no more.
I feel like she would have admitted it. Like, she was like, if I've been a lot of things. So she probably done some shady stuff, but at least she didn't do a whole thing. So is Mama Joyce going to ever apologize? Absolutely not. And I don't know why the hell everybody keeps trying to act like Candy somehow can make her mom be something she's not. She's the daughter. Candy can do is, like she said, fix the problem.
But she shouldn't be buying her mom houses and letting her come on the television.
That's another conversation, though.
She shouldn't be coming on then because you're talking reckless.
Yes, she should.
And no, she shouldn't buy her house. You don't deserve it.
You're not a child. Your mom is not your child.
But she's acting.
She doesn't have to earn anything.
But she's acting like that her mom is her child because she's like, I'm not going to let you do that to my mama. If they're supposed to duke it out themselves.
She's defending her mom.
But if they need to handle it themselves.
The B word. And she was talking about she was going to slap her mama. If somebody said, I don't care how dead wrong my mama is, if somebody says that about my mother,
y'all are dragging the conversation on.
Because
she's saying, because what you guys aren't understanding is my mom is going to say this. I can tell my mom a million times not to say this. She's still going to continue to say it.
But then she shouldn't have her mom on the show.
And so that's my only thing at this point with Candy. Buy your mom houses. Spend your money on how your mom as you wish, but
keep it separate.
Keep her off the show. Mm-hmm. Because at this point, Candy and Todd have made some sort of agreement that they weren't going to allow their families
to
get into their
love. They went to counseling,
remember? Right, but I'm just saying.
Clearly, it didn't.
Candy's frustrated with Todd because she's looking at Todd like, bitch, tell your mom to shut up. Like, why is your mom saying this to me right now? Like, and Todd ain't doing that. Todd's not sticking up for Candy. Candy's not sticking up for Todd. So they clearly are equal with that.
Because they're both kids. They cannot tell their moms to shut the fuck up. Like, when old ladies go off, they mamas, they can do what they want.
So let me ask y'all a question. Was it right for Sharon and Todd to be upset with Candy for Candy not telling Todd that Mama Joyce said his mom was a prostitute?
That's where it all started.
If you think
about it, Candy should have just left it out of there. If they watch it retape, like, I didn't want to tell you that because I know it's going to hurt your feelings and I know it's not true.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm not even going to relay this message to you because it doesn't have any relevance. My mom is stupid. She's always saying all this stuff.
But Candy
all the
brings
time.
Up half-assed stories.
Exactly,
Candy be like,
exactly.
My mama says,
no, don't.
Your time.
My mama said.
My mama said.
Wow. why would you say that? Why are you even telling? Because that was what we said last year. Why did you come up and tell him this?
Well, because she knows he's going to be shown on camera.
But then you should have known that the costume.
They're keeping the story going because that's their story. Todd and Candy have friction because of the mamas. So they got to keep their story going.
So they can make it last forever.
Hopefully they get canceled.
But Candy's only, Candy's only defense is like, I love my mom. But just because you love your mom doesn't mean you need to have your mom on the show. Not everyone has their mom on the show. You don't have to
for
have your mom
reason.
On the
Why
show.
Why you going to take a check from your mom? When I wouldn't want
She's
my
trying
mom
to get her
mom
to make some money.
Her mom's not getting any money from
her
that.
Her mom is getting something from the
it
show.
It doesn't matter how much money Mama Joyce make. Mama Joyce still going to have Candy's money.
Well, at least if Mama Joyce got a little bit of a check, maybe
she
when she's like getting a house redid, something get paid for out of Mama Joyce's check.
Girl, Mama Joyce going to get a new wig.
Well, hey.
Naked hair.
Do that.
On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, so next week, Nene's going to be on HSN.
Not knowing what to say.
No,
because Peter wasn't there to course everybody.
Ooh. Well, Peter wasn't.
Wait,
that was Nene, right?
Yeah, but
I'm just saying, like, Peter's the coach.
I was like, whoa, did I miss
that? Honey, Nene don't need no coaching.
Apparently she do. That's why she got fired from Cirque du Soleil.
She got fired from it?
Ooh.
I thought it was just a little...
Come on, tuck that bang, honey.
That was just a rumor on...
Come on, tuck that bang.
One of our favorite, Funky DeNeva, was saying that she was hired for a 10-show stint, and she only did 3. They let her go after 3.
Ooh.
Because she wasn't bringing what they needed.
Ooh.
Just
name Brittany, bitch.
Tuck the bang.
Tuck that bang, honey. Tuck that bang. Tuck. Yes.
So HSN. I mean, that's a hard thing to do. Sell stuff. Talk for hours with those girls.
Like hours and hours.
I watched.
But you're saying the same thing.
Yeah. I watched Nicki Minaj.
Me too. I watched all of them.
It's this.
And I was just looking like.
I was like, say something else, Nicki. Like, give me something. Put a pink wig on.
But it's odd hours.
But it's like, weird. Yeah.
So then we get.
I would struggle with that.
Miss Demetria.
I was like, who is that? And why is she yelling at her?
When Ken versus Ken.
Because that is her man. Who Kenya is talking to.
Messy.
Again.
Sip your tea, honey. Tuck that bang.
Don't mess with my man.
I'm
gonna be the one
mad.
I bring it to you.
I'm so mad.
But are you that mad or are you more mad at the fact
way
Apollo
more mad at that.
Is trying to hug up on Miss
Phaedra.
That was the most
uncomfortable breaks down.
Clip I've ever seen in my life.
She does break down. You're right.
I was like, get off of her, Apollo. Like, I don't even know who you are.
You're so protective over Phaedra.
Yeah, I feel like she's my homegirl. Like, bye, Apollo. Don't even, why are you at the club? Like,
wait, you would be doing that while you were there?
Apollo, excuse me. You're at the club. You know where your wife and children live.
You
can do this at home, Apollo.
Don't hug up on her.
Get off of her.
All the inserts.
Get off of her.
Go back to your air mattress, Apollo.
Top of the lounge.
All the inserts. Everybody sitting there like,
right.
Ooh, it's very
sticky.
Uncomfortable.
I was like, why would you do
someone's
got
to come up with some funny memes for that.
I can't
I can't wait to tweet about this.
I can't wait.
But at least she like played her Southern Belle and just.
No, she was like a popsicle.
It's gonna be
but
the
she
meme's
didn't,
gonna
like, punch him
when that drunk guy at the club keeps hitting
she
on your
like
friend.
She was being raped. She was literally shut down. No, she was shut down. Like,
oh,
why is
gosh.
This happening? Why are you doing this in public? This
I'm
is
over
awful.
The air mattress, Apollo. I'm
this
done.
An inmate. This is an inmate.
I'm not that person anymore. I only do king size bed.
Two-time
sleep number, damn it.
Hide your
sleep
kids.
Number.
Right.
Hide sleep your number. Kids.
I've already hid mine.
He got a police record. He got a record.
She's like, thanks to Jesus.
Thanks to Jesus. Yes.
On that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can tweet me at Stuart Starlet.
And I'm at JustSayin08.
And I'm at English Speaks.
Until next week, same time, same place.
Yay.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.